Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show, the show that gives you unique insights, unbridled honesty, and we're going to have a whole lot of fun in the process. As always, check out CharakterChronicles.com, theticketfm.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got a whole Matt Rhule press conference, easy for me to say, to react to in about 5 minutes to do so. All right, Coach Rhule has a lot of respect for Greg Schiano. The man has had success in Piscataway. Got to give Schiano respect for that. I know a lot of guys who played for him with the Giants, they didn't love him there, but they love him in New Jersey. Gunnar Gotola, left tackle, continues to get better. This is a talented freshman with a bright future on our offensive line, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Matt Rhule shouts out Rutgers coaching staff as a whole, especially the defensive line. They're physical. I don't know that they're going to impress you with their overall athleticism, but they're good D-line. They're coached really, really well. They're fundamentally sound, and they're physical. All right, linebacker Javon Wright played Saturday ahead of the goal to be back for USC. Rhule says it was a joy getting him back on the field. The more players like Javon we can get on the field, the better we're going to be, not just because of rotation and depth and keeping guys fresh. Javon's a really good football player in general. Micah Mazuka was suspended last week, available, but remains a backup. I didn't know the suspended players could just go to California. That's new and different for me, but I digress. Stephon Thompson has a sprained foot, anticipating him being back this week. And we can start getting some of these guys back and get that rotation and more good football players on the field. That's going to help a lot. Tommy Hill has a chance to play Saturday. He is our best overall corner. Zaire Wright has impressed. He's come in. He's played well. He's got a lot of energy and enthusiasm. I'm actually a big fan of Zaire, especially. I was intrigued by him when he came here because he started so many games at USC. By the way, USC's two top corners entered the transfer portal after last season, and they're somehow better on defense. That's not a jab at the two corners. I'm actually shouting out USC's new defensive coordinator that they took from UCLA. He's done a heck of a job there, but I digress. All right, Tommy Hill, if he can get on the field, gives us a lot of depth at DB this weekend with Marquise Buford, Zaire Wright, Tommy Hill. Hopefully Tommy can be healthy. All right, I love this. This may be my favorite part of the press conference today. Matt Rhule basically said he's trying to figure out what you can and can't do with officials. I think officials are trying to figure out what they can and can't do when it comes to throwing the freaking flags. They're making college football borderline unwatchable. The officiating in college football is broken. How in the world can you be a billion-dollar defense, yet you're going to give us nickel-and-dime officiating? The Minnesota-Michigan call was abhorred. Miami-Virginia Tech, I don't know that it's abhorred. I do think the ACC said, hey, we need Miami to win, and I think that was the tiebreaker in their decision. You look at Illinois-Penn State, James Franklin was about to blow his top with the officials. Brett Bielema was no less upset and no more pleased than Coach Franklin was. I mean, it's just abhorrent. Even Kirby Smart talked about how Georgia has way more penalties this year than they've ever had. And then he said, it's not just us, it's everybody. Tua Tagovailoa took another severe hit a couple of weeks ago. And I think the powers that be in football across the board freaked out. And they said, moms aren't going to let kids play. The future of our sport is in trouble, so we got to crack down on everything. Just a theory. You know me, I'm a conspiracy theorist. Or sometimes 2 + 2 just equals 4, whether you want it to equal 5. All right. The intensity of Alex Bullock blocking on the edge and preparing for teams, making some changes. They've got to get better on special teams. All right. Shame of special teams is the front and center conversation of field goals while Brian Buscini has played so well. You know what? Matt Rhule is very good at misdirection and redirecting where people focus. Brian Buscini has played well. He wants to take the focus off the rest of the abhorred special teams. Hey, if I'm the head coach, I'd be taking the same approach. It doesn't change how bad the rest of special teams are. All right. Expected to be better at turnover margin this year, Rule said, but didn't quite anticipate being so explosive. I mean, we've got athletes at wide receiver. We got big guys, and we got a guy at quarterback with a big arm. You got big targets at tight end. I'm actually not surprised we're this explosive. I wish we'd be more consistent, and I wish we'd run the ball better. And guess what? If we did that, we'd be even more explosive because then the defense would be off balance. All right, Rule said, exceeding expectations with getting the ball to a number of different playmakers. We got a lot of guys with ability and speed, from Ja'Cory Barney to Jalen Lloyd to Isaiah Nayor to Jamal Banks to the four running backs we got to the two tight ends we got.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9-1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
I tried to cut it short. I didn't want to name everybody. We're short on time here. Rutgers doesn't give up explosive plays, makes you earn it. Rutgers is like Iowa, except they might actually score more points, but they're not quite as good on defense. But they're going to play you like Iowa. They're not going to beat themselves. They're going to be physical. They're going to be fundamentally sound, and you're going to have to out-football them. Rutgers is going to be tough. I'll give my prediction for that game later. This week, scoring in the red zone and getting the tough yards will be key. This is where, if it's third or fourth and one, fourth and two, and if it's not a 29-yard field goal or less, we just need to go for it. Those are my humble thoughts. Can we line up and knock you back and get the yard? That's what Matt Rhule said going into this week. It's going to be huge. I couldn't agree more, and up until now, we've not been able to do it. If we could start doing it this week and do it against Rutgers, man, I'd sure be happy about that. Last week wasn't the field goal protection team. It was all the snapper. Wow. All the snapper, he said. All the snapper. I've never seen a college football team rotate snappers so much, by the way. Not panicking on special teams. Just have to do what they know they need to do. Sometimes it is that simple. Football is an uber complex game. It's the most physical, violent game of chess on planet Earth. But sometimes it just is that simple. Making the snaps and kicks in practice, expecting to do the same in games. It's a little bit different when you got, like, you know, 80, 90 of your buddies watching versus 90 plus thousand people, plus a whole lot of people on television. I've seen a lot of practice All-Americans that disappear on game day. All that matters is what, I don't want to say all that matters. All that people remember is what you do on game day. Now, what you do on game day is dictated by what you do in practice, but you got to carry it over to the game. Rutgers is going to come after punts and kicks. They have a history of getting blocks. Yes, they do. Some guys play football because they're talented. Some guys play football because they're football players. Zaire Wright is a football guy, according to Matt Rhule. I just got done singing Zaire's praises. I love his attitude. I love his effort. I love his energy. Coaching Dylan Raiola and Daniel Kalen now as if they were juniors. Dylan can do really high-level stuff, so the system he's working with is high-level. Elite preparation by quarterback QB1 and a humble confidence, talking about Dylan Raiola from Matt Rhule. And I've said this here before, but Matt Rhule's looked at me and said, Daniel Kalen's an NFL quarterback one day. They think highly. A lot of players on this team and quarterbacks in that room, but in particular those two. Everyone on the team is growing and figuring out how to have success and what needs to be done, and would like to get Emmett Johnson more involved. How about we start him? Just a thought. Still thinks there's a rhythm to the running back rotation. Yeah, don't do it with four guys and then let the wide receiver be your leading rusher. Again, we won the game. I want to reiterate that. All right, tackling. Dante Dowdell is hard to tackle. I still think Emmett Johnson should be the starter, as talented and hard to tackle as Dante Dowdell is. Power running from Dowdell early sets up Emmett and Ramir Johnson later. That's according to Matt Rhule. How about we start Emmett Johnson and then bring in the battering ram once the defense is a little worn out? Just a thought. Gabe Irvin is getting his swagger back. Ooh, I love to hear that. Have four running backs they like. Rutgers has two really good running backs. Rutgers is a difficult run game for Nebraska because they're physical. They're not fancy. They're not fancy-smancy. They're blue-collar, in-your-face, smash-mouth. They play like a more talented team than they actually are because they're physical and they're well-coached. All right, Rutgers is a difficult run game for Nebraska because they're physical. John Bullock is still a young player in terms of his development as a linebacker. Constant search for improvement. All right, excited to have Ndamukong Suh back this weekend. His dominance as a player is remembered to this day. Great for players to see the best days of their lives are not the recruiting rankings or where they get drafted. Each thing should be better than the last. In other words, what you do on the field matters the most. Once you get to the facility, to the building, you step your foot on the turf, that's what matters the most, and that's what you'll remember the longest. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's been your reaction to the Matt Rhule press conference. Jake, you got any quick final thoughts?
No, it's like you said, I think part of it's just deflecting attention. But again, it's all interesting this week because they did win and we're somewhat upset.
Un poquito, but I'm pretty happy. We're 4-1. Yeah. I know it doesn't sound like I'm happy, but I'm really happy. All right, ladies and gentlemen, have a phenomenal day. We'll see you tomorrow. Go Big Red, and always remember to throw the bone.